If you didn't know that, that was in Spanish, and I can interpret. Look in your hymn book under Send the Light, and you'll know all the words. Matthew chapter number 7. Matthew 7, ask, verse 7, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Here we have the words of the Lord Jesus. Simple words of the truth and the importance of prayer. We are many times embarrassed to admit how little we pray. We have a great encouragement here from our Savior to pray. And we realize that there are many other qualifying statements in the rest of the Scripture, but here we find a simple truth that we're not going to spend a lot of time on tonight, but I think it'd be good for us to think about prayer, and this is certainly a great week in which we would need to pray. We've been challenged even tonight about the importance of prayer. We have a passage of Scripture that talks about specific prayer. Ask and it shall be given you. Who said it? The Lord Jesus. The maker of heaven and earth told us to pray. It is the Lord Himself who gave us these promises. Although certainly it is in His understanding. When He gave these great truths, He was not yet our great high priest. How much more so would these be true? That He is now in heaven as our great high priest. And the Scripture tells us to come boldly now unto the throne of grace. Because we have a great high priest who is was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And so again, we are reminded about who it is that says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. It is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself who implores us to pray. We find a progression here of actions. And whether they are meant to merely be parallels or synonyms, we find three different actions. He says, ask. And it shall be given to you. It can be a very simple prayer, be very childlike approach, simply to ask. He says, seek. Perhaps here there is a progression of intensity. Of seeking. Seeking something with earnestness. Seeking with greater intensity. Not merely asking, but seeking. And then knocking. You almost can get the picture of a child, you know, standing outside the door of mom and daddy, you know, and they're crying out, mama, daddy. And maybe I don't know what they're asking, but you know, they come and ask. And then they keep on asking. They're seeking. And then they knock. Their intensity has increased. There perhaps is here a progression of intensity in our prayer life and in our spirit. As we approach the throne of grace. We have here also a simplicity of the promises. A simplicity of promises. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened of you. In each one of these statements, we do not see shades of doubt. We do not see shades of impossibility. We see only promises from the Lord. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We have really a statement that requires childlike faith. We live in a day of, I think, of intellectualism. I think of a day of we have to figure everything out. But these are truths for anyone. Whether pauper or rich, or new in the Lord, or old in the Lord. These are simple truths for everyone. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. We have simplicity of actions, and we have simplicity of promise. I'm amazed how, as simple as these truths are, how little we practice what it says. In fact, how often is, as you see this great truth, we say that we see that the Lord is giving us the first and the primary route in life. In our spiritual life and in our service for the Lord, we see this as the first and the primary route. And yet, most of us would agree here that prayer is usually the last resort. It is after all our efforts have failed. In fact, oftentimes it is the last thing we think about. And yet, these simple statements make it clear that it ought to be the first thing. And so not does he only give us these great promises, but he declares that these are true. Not only does he say, ask and it shall be given you, but now he declares in verse 8, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, he's the one that findeth. And the one that knocks, it's the one to whom it is opened. And here's a statement of history, a statement of life, a statement of fact throughout the centuries. Those that ask, receive. Those that seek, find. Those that knock, to him it is opened. Think of Jonah. Jonah wasn't the greatest example of a prophet. He wasn't the greatest example of obedience. Yet, in the belly of that whale, he cried out to God, and God answered. Manasseh, one of the worst kings of all of Israel, Judah, taken captivity in Babylon, in the dungeon. He humbles himself and cries out to God, and God hears his prayer and restores him to his kingship. The Assyrians, the residents of Nineveh, a wicked city, certainly in a city of reputation, of the cruelest among men. They hear the message of Jonah, and they cry out to God, and God saves them from destruction. Ahab, told by the prophet of the demise of his kingdom and of his descendants, he humbles himself before God. And God sees his humility. And God says, you see, the prophet says, you see, Ahab has humbled himself. And God says, I'll not bring this in his lifetime. Elijah, a great man of God, but he was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He at times was hot, and other times he was cold. At times he was bold, sometimes he was timid. But Elijah prayed that it would not rain, and it rained not for the space of 3 years and 6 months. He was a man touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And so the Lord goes through the history of mankind, and he says, those that ask, receive. And those that seek, find. And he that knocks, to that person, it is opened. Warren Wiersbe wrote the book, Something Happens When Churches Pray, a little exposition on the book of Acts. The title says it all. Something happens when churches pray. The title also implies something happens when Christians pray. And the Lord said, ask and it shall be given you. So what shall we do? Well, what do we do? That is also the question. What do we do? Do we pray? Do we ask? Do we seek? Do we find? Do we knock? Or perhaps we could say, do we receive? Do we find? Are things open to us? The opposite would be, well, there's a reason. Because we do not ask, we do not seek, we do not knock. On the other hand, a simple truth. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The Lord is just giving us reminding us a very simple truth. A truth that is a wonderful truth for the people who are saved. Because those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they have direct access to God. The Bible says there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There's only one person that you can go to the Father through, and that's the Lord Jesus. The Bible says if any man ask anything in my name, he will receive it. There's only one person that you can go to the Father, and that's through the Lord Jesus. And if you've come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is your Savior, you have this precious promise. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. There's a story told of a man who got saved. And he had a number of rebellious children, very worldly. He prayed that his sons would get saved. On his deathbed, his children had not been saved. On his deathbed, he was in great distress. And he was disappointed that his children, who were unbelievers, saw him in such great distress at his death. But he was. And he died. And one of his sons said, you know, our dad was a godly man. And we saw the distress of his soul at his death. If a godly man could die in such distress, what is going to happen to us who are so ungodly? We need to get saved. And so, the one brother said, we need to get saved. And the other brother said, yes, we do. And they were saved. God answers prayer. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. These are simple truths, but it may well be in your life tonight that you need just to act upon this simple truth. Perhaps you need to ask and go to the Lord specifically about something in your life. Knowing it was the God of heaven, the God of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord Jesus Himself, the one who died on Calvary's cross, who rose again from the dead, is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. It is He who said, ask. Maybe there's something you need to ask God about. And He and he only is able to overcome all the obstacles that would seemingly be in the way. Perhaps you have been seeking every avenue in life to find the answer, but you have not been seeking the Lord. Maybe you gave up. Maybe you quit too quickly. The Bible says, seek and ye shall find. You know, it wasn't too long ago, I think I asked someone to go, if they could help me find something. And 5 seconds later, they said, I can't find it. You know, that's really not what I was asking. I was asking them to seek that thing, whatever it was. Seek and you shall find. Maybe you've given up. Maybe you need to go to the only door that you can knock on. That's the door of God Himself. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. The Lord probably has something for each one of us tonight. A specific response, a specific prayer in our life that we know need to claim the promises of God. Remember the one who told us to do it. Be reminded of His love, of His supernatural position and ability, and come to Him confidently. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank You tonight for the simplicity of this great truth. And Lord, we don't need to be motivated by multitudes of stories of answered prayer. We can be motivated by the instruction and the teaching of the Lord Jesus. A teaching that is so simple, it can reach to every level. Whether it is a child or whether an adult. Whether it is an old Christian or whether it's a new Christian. Whether we have tried everything or whether we are seeking You first. Lord, we pray that Your Holy Spirit would direct each one of Your people tonight to apply this great promise, this great teaching, this great declaration of fact of how it has been throughout history, to direct us to approach the God of heaven, specifically, simply, to seek Him continuously, to seek in faith, but above all things, to look to the one who only can and will answer. May it be so in our lives. While our heads are bowed and eyes closed, perhaps right now as we close this service, the Lord is knocking on your door and saying, you know, that's exactly what you need to do. That's what you haven't done. You fretted, you worried, you did everything but what you should have done first. Perhaps there is a specific battle in your life, a specific need, and the Lord is speaking to you about trusting Him by faith, praying in faith, simply as a child, giving it to God, and expecting His promise to be fulfilled, for He is a great God. Perhaps you're here tonight, and you're just assuming that the avenue of prayer is open to you, but you have not yet come to Jesus Christ, the one who took away the barrier of sin between man and God, the one who is the high priest in heaven, the only one who has access to God the Father, because He is the perfect Savior. You yet need to come to Christ as your Savior. Receive Him, trust Him, believe on Him tonight, and have your sins forgiven. Perhaps right there in that pew, you need to turn and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Lord, now bless the work that you need to do. May we respond to you in Jesus' name.